the kids are amazing. They did amazing this year, and they put in so much work, and I just love every single one of them.
That's Summer Graber, head coach for Dillingham Tsunami Bowl team. She and assistant coach Clint Ray are gushing for good reason as their team, the Flaming Krakens, improved from 17th overall last year to 6th this year. Graber says the credit goes to the students who have been researching, writing, and practicing since last Labor Day.
Tsunami Bowl has different parts. You have to write a research paper, and then you go and present that. And then the second half of the competition is Quiz Bowl. But our research project is where we focus most of our energy.
The six students, Connor Ito, Brian Vinois, Kenny Ramsey, Tierra Schroeder, Jay Lee, and Mariah Dre, started working on that research paper in September and had to submit it by December for review. Each team selects a specific issue within a broader topic assigned by the event's organizers.
This year was all about the changing ocean. So they give us a topic and we kind of have to work with it. So it was the changing ocean, and we picked how to survive the Samageddon. That was the title of our paper. And it was basically a look at what can we do if the ocean changes enough that our salmon populations basically are gone.
The students took a creative look at what Bristol Bay, specifically Dillingham, could do should it ever come to pass that the salmon run no more. Each student examined an element of what could cause that, from ocean acidification to climate change to invasive species. Then they proposed a solution.
It was to do basically an aquaponic system on land and see if that's even feasible.
The team drew on the knowledge of local experts to research aspects of a future aquaponic system's feasibility, from its location to local perception to how it would operate. That's where Graber says they hit a familiar roadblock.
At this point in time, it would require too much energy. To keep it going, it's going to take an insane amount of power and heat. So it might take the renewable energy or technologies in the future to make it viable, but the research topic wanted us to focus on like creative ideas that would be in the future. So it worked well for the presentation and the research topic.
Quite well. In fact, Dillingham was awarded 40.3 out of a possible 50 points for the research project. Matsu took second, and with a score of 47.2, Kodiak's Elusive Jellyfish took first. That was a great finish for Dillingham. Then they moved into the Jeopardy-style Quiz Bowl portion, an event that is typically challenging for the Flaming Krakens.
It is. A lot of the schools have a dedicated class for just Quiz Bowl, so they kind of have an advantage. But the kids took 8th out of 18, which is definitely not bad, and they have a textbook that the university provided them, and they study that textbook as best they can, and we do a few practices here, and they enjoy it.
Juno Douglas High School has two Tsunami Bowl teams and tends to dominate every year, especially in the Quiz Bowl, for which the school does offer a dedicated class. Juno's teams took 1st and 2nd in Quiz Bowl and 1st and 2nd overall. The top-ranked team gets a paid trip to Seattle to compete in the national competition in May. But as with all extracurricular activities, there is more to it than just winning.
The kids that love science and love their academics and want to hang out, it gives them a great opportunity to not only learn, but also be part of the group. We have a really good time. A lot of people around here have heard me say that going to Tsunami Bowl is the best place because you get all the geeks and nerds together in one room and we have a blast.
This was Dillingham's 4th year competing at Tsunami Bowl and the first without a grant to fund the program. The school district picked up a portion of the tab and the team raised the rest on their own. Graber says there are many people to thank, especially staff from Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, and the university, many of whom volunteered time and expertise as the team did their research and writing. The 6 students also earned 1 credit through UAF for participating. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.